AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The U.S. is sending medium-range rocket systems to Ukraine to help in its defense of Russia's invasion. Here's the AP Sagar Meghani.
Ukraine has been begging for them, and the U.S. will now send four medium-range rocket systems,
which responds to Ukraine's top priority ask.
Pentagon Policy Chief Colin Call says the systems are aimed at helping Ukraine fight back against Russian artillery barrages.
For high-value targets that allow them to keep some of the pressure off of Ukrainian forces on the front, we think these systems will be very useful.
The Kyiv government has assured the U.S. it will not use the systems to fire rockets into Russian territory.
We trust the Ukrainians will live up to those assurances.
Moscow does not trust them and says the U.S. is pouring fuel on the fire by providing the rockets. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Funerals held today in Uvalde, Texas, for Robb Elementary School teacher Irma Garcia, killed in last week's school shooting, and her husband Joe, who died of a heart attack 2 days later. 19 children, Garcia and another teacher, were killed in the attack by an 18-year-old armed with a semi-automatic rifle. In Buffalo, New York, a grand jury indicts the white 18-year-old accused of fatally shooting 10 black people at a supermarket with domestic terrorism motivated by hate and 10 counts of first-degree murder. President Biden says he wasn't briefed on the prospect of nationwide shortages of infant formula for some 2 months after the shutdown of a major formula production plant because of bacterial contamination. The president was also asked about rising gasoline prices because of inflation and the Russian war on Ukraine.
The idea we're going to be able to, click a switch, bring down the cost of gasoline is not likely in the near term, nor is it with regard to food.
A rocky day on Wall Street, the Dow losing 176 points, while the S&P 500 fell 30, the NASDAQ slid 86. This is AP News. FBI Director Christopher Wray tells a cybersecurity conference in Boston a cyber attack by Iranian-backed hackers against Children's Hospital of Boston was blocked.
Quick actions by everyone involved, especially at the hospital, protected both the network and the sick kids who depended on it.
That sound from WCVB. On this first day of hurricane season, federal officials call on state and local governments to beef up their building and infrastructure codes to reduce the chances of catastrophic damage by hurricanes, flooding, wildfires, and other weather-related disasters. President Biden's deputy national climate advisor, Aldi Zaidi, says money spent on improvements will pay off.
Every dollar spent on mitigation on the front end can yield $11 of benefits on the back end. So it's something that pays for itself.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration predicts up to 21 named Atlantic storms, 6 major hurricanes. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.